Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 101 for Thursday, October 15th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were narrowly mixed Thursday morning, lacking any clear direction as the market looks for some fresh news. Canola is trading within a dollar of unchanged, the November contract up 50 cents at $476.60 per ton. Losses in Chicago soy oil did put some spillover pressure on canola. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were also down overnight. Recent strength in the Canadian dollar, rising production ideas in Western Canada, chart resistance, and the advancing U.S. soybean harvest all weighed on canola prices as well. However, soybeans were up a bit to start the day, and that did lend some support to the Canadian oilseed. Solid end-user demand, coupled with a lack of aggressive farmer selling, was also supportive. Talk of hot and dry weather hampering soybean production in South America was also underpinning the futures. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., wheat and soybeans steady to higher, but corn posting small losses. Soybeans, they're steady to up a penny in the most active months, the November contract only a half cent higher at $9.11 per bushel. South American weather concerns, with dryness in parts of Brazil and too much moisture in other regions, kept beans underpinned to start the day. Recent strength in the market has also shifted the nearby chart bias to the upside. However, those gains are also uncovering more farmer sales, and that kept a lid on the advances. Corn, it's down 1 to 3 cents. The December contract down 3 at $3.76 per bushel. U.S. farmers continue to make good progress bringing in this year's crop, with yield reports generally beating earlier expectations. Slow offshore demand was also weighing on corn. In wheat, prices are up 1 to 5 cents. The December contract in Chicago up 1 cent at $5.09 per bushel. The trade continues to keep an eye on weather problems in other wheat-growing regions of the world, including Australia and the Black Sea region. However, poor export demand out of the U.S. Does remain a limiting factor. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, October 15th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.